And that means it's time for another Downtown Rundown with Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Joining us here now in the studio for the last time?
This is my last Downtown
Last Downtown Rundown.
Yes, thank
because,
you for having me.
Because you're moving on to another position in Chapel Hill, so you're not going away.
Not going far.
Chapel Hill's Community Safety Planner.
There you go, with the town of Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So congratulations
thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you very
are
much.
We just, are we breaking this news now officially? Because I only first saw the public announcement, I think, earlier today in an email.
Oh,
so
yeah, it has been out.
I don't think people know this. I don't think a lot of people know this yet.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's been out for a couple weeks. But yes, that is the case.
Yeah.
And I'm not going far. I'm still going to be doing some great things with downtown, like overseeing parking and the new Downtown Ambassador Program. So, things that are going on in the neighborhoods surrounding downtown. So, not going far, but a new challenge that I'm excited for. So
what does the position actually entail? Community Safety Planner. Is this a newly created position?
Well, it's a position that somebody was in who oversaw parking who retired. So I'll be going into that, and doing some other initiatives townwide and downtownwide that really bring kind of my skills and kind of my relationships that I've built over the years to that position. So I think eventually it's kind of sky's the limit of stuff that I can do. But right now, I'm very focused on the parking and the Downtown Ambassador program and some neighborhood initiatives.
Cool. So this is within the Chapel Hill Police Department, basically?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm definitely not going far, but very excited. So,
cool. So you've been with the Downtown Partnership for 11 years now. How long as director? Five, six years? That is incredible.
Where did
like, you, A, yes. B, like, what is downtown going to do now? Because. Okay, so
it's been there for
I'm sure it'll be fine,
years.
But like you have done an amazing job in that role. Like I know that I've mentioned this to you before, but I saw you like this was years ago at a Chamber of Commerce event or something like that where you were giving the keynote speech and you got up and you talked about the downtown economy in such a way that like it got people in the audience choked up about like the possibilities for downtown and how excited you were. And I don't know if there's anyone who can fill those shoes, to be honest. And I'm not just saying that because you're standing right here.
Well, there you go. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I mean, to say that I am passionate about downtown and that I am in love with my community is like an understatement. And I will bring that to the new position, and that won't change. But I think that this is such a good opportunity for the organization and for downtown to really think about where is it they want to be? Where is it they want to go? And find a new leader who gets them there. So I think it's a good opportunity for downtown and the organization.
So you're leaving at the end of June to move on to the new position. What is that going to mean for the Downtown Partnership like in the immediate interim?
There will be an interim director named publicly soon. And the board of directors will form a search committee and hire a search firm and do a very professional search for the new executive director. So I would say expect in some time in July for that to be a very public kind of the process will be known, you know, and the actual position will be out probably in July.
Okay. Very
cool. Maybe August.
What's your proudest achievement?
Oh, what a question. You know, it's weird. I would say as I kind of reflecting over the last few weeks, I couldn't put my finger on one thing other than to say my proudest achievement is that from day one, I realized that to get anything done for downtown and to get people moving for downtown, it was all about building relationships. So I think my proudest achievement is getting people invested in the partnership and in the work of downtown because of building relationships. And I think, you know, and certain things couldn't have happened, and they certainly wouldn't have happened as smoothly if I hadn't been there to form those relationships. And that's really what the agency is about.
Awesome. So. Speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership for now, soon to be Community Safety Planner for the town of Chapel Hill. Doing the downtown rundown for the last time. Yeah. So what's going on downtown?
So I'm here to talk about all the things that are happening this summer. Summer in Chapel Hill is something that we talk about. It's a different vibe, a different feeling. The hot days and cool nights of downtown. Certainly we have lots of special events that happen, particularly Movies Under the Stars, which I think we're going into who knows how many years of that, right? Six, seven as well. And this year it's a little bit different. We're starting a little bit earlier, adding some more activities and games games and things for kids.
Okay.
And we've heard people want more family friendly events. So we're adding that for kids. But what we also learned, when adults say they want family friendly, they want beer friendly.
So we want more family friendly stuff. Wink, nudge, nudge.
We want our kids to be able to run around safely, and we'd like to enjoy a cold beer. So we are partnering with Carolina Brewery.
Oh, we want our kids to be occupied. That's
there
the,
you go.
I get it now.
That's the
yes.
code family
yep,
friendly.
Yep, got it. Done.
So we are partnering with Carolina Brewery.
Nice.
For the Movies Under the Stars to be providing those cold beverages.
So will the movies start at the same time
they
like
will.
At dusk, but just the fun will begin earlier?
Yeah. Still need it to be kind of little dark out for the movies.
Yep.
But about 7 o'clock is when the activities will start. We're going to do more trivia contests, costume contests, and the movies that we have this year are all really kind of big blockbuster. Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Star Wars, Beauty and the Beast, Coco. So lots of fun movies and activities.
Cool.
And you can find this information at downtownchapelhill.com/movies.
Which Star Wars?
Oh, excuse me.
There's like
me.
12 of them
excuse
now.
Excuse me. The Force Awakens and Last Jedi.
Oh, both of them. Okay,
okay.
Cool, cool. Yeah,
no.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, on it.
Cannot keep them straight. I've seen them. I just can't remember names.
Episode 7 and 8. Go with that. Yeah.
I think that actually helps.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. So that's going on. What else?
Yeah. So then Fridays on the Front Porch at Carolina Inn, happening all summer long and into the fall. And this has really become the community kind of gathering spot on Friday evenings.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have Carolina in drinks, they have food trucks, live music, lots of dancing, and the best thing about it is it really does get a little bit cooler under the shade of those big trees.
Mm-hmm.
So Fridays on the Front Porch at CarolinaInn.com. Second Friday Art Walk continuing, of course, every month, and we have a new venue, PTA Thrift Shop, joined
nice.
With their new space, the Youth Works on Main.
Right.
And so they're going to do some really interesting things with artists and programming there every second Friday, and you can find that at SecondFridayArtWalk.com.
2ND. FridayArtWalk.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it may be my opinion, but I'd like to pretend it's fact that we have the best fireworks of any town across America
in
Keenan Stadium on July 4th.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Of all the fireworks shows at Keenan Stadium, we've got the best one. Yeah, totally.
I'll go with that too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. It's amazing. They're low. They're big. Gates open at 7. You can find all this information at townofchapelhill.org. Watermelon eating contest, face painting. I think CHL is the sponsor of the stage for live music.
Always.
And it's a lot of fun. It is free. You can give a donation if you'd like. But it's a great thing to do. If you're in town for the 4th of July, go to those fireworks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Free Saturday parking on street in July everywhere downtown. We got all the new meters coming in by mid-June.
Nice.
Download the Park Mobile app. It's easier than ever to park in downtown Chapel Hill and more convenient than ever. In fact, as I was on my way here, I passed the Wallace parking deck on Rosemary Street, and I saw that they have the big digital sign that shows you exactly the number of spaces
available. Oh, that's cool.
So does
that count the people who kind of park slightly over the line? You drive past them and they're like, ugh.
Well, I would imagine it's directly connected to the meters, so you'll know exactly.
Okay, yeah. There's always that one. You try to make it not you, but sometimes it is.
That's right. All of this information.
Since this is your last time, can we drop the fact that there are those three UNC lots on Rosemary Street that are free after 5 o'clock
weeknights?
Okay, good. Yeah. Everyone complains about parking downtown. I'm like, just go to those lots. It's fine.
Free lots on
just
West
wait
Rosemary.
Until 5 and then you're good to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and hint, it's actually 4. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
UNC is
this doesn't
very
help me at all because I'm stuck in this room
here.
Until 7, but yeah, that's good to know.
UNC is a wonderful partner and very generous, and that helps quite a bit because we have a lot of downtown employees that park there. And then the last thing I'm just going to plug is, have you downloaded the new Chapel Hill Connect app?
I have not, no.
Do it.
Yeah.
It is really fantastic. I got to say, as a community member, I'm having way too much fun with this thing. It has information about the library, about pools, about transit, the town website. But it's the it's the reporting of non-emergencies.
Yeah, Chris Blue was on last week, and we were talking about that. But it's a portal for information about the town as well.
I've used it. As a community member, I reported a missing brick in the sidewalk on Franklin Street.
That's good.
Within an hour, it was fixed.
Really?
And it is cool because you can track it as it's reported and who's going to do it and what's happening with it. It's really cool.
Oh.
And I think just so valuable for the community. The town can't be everywhere to fix things when they're needed.
Yeah.
But we as community members can let them know. And it's just a great communication tool. So I highly encourage people to download the app.
Okay, that's really cool because the way it was sort of in my head, it was like, okay, you get this thing, you report it, it goes on a list, and then eventually it gets done. Within an hour, they fix the brick.
The missing brick.
The missing brick.
I mean, I'm just like over the moon about this thing. And I promise not to abuse it.
Yeah.
It will be legitimate things. But like you can report an issue.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
cool.
They come up. Blocked storm drain, pothole.
Okay, so for those of you at home who can't see this, Meg has pulled out her phone. She's showing me the app right now. It really is cool.
Pedestrian signal not working. I mean, it's really, and these are
all these different categories. Is there like an other category for?
You write it in. You can put in what it
nice.
Is.
Oh, nice.
So it
okay.
could be anything. It could be a tree branch that's fallen. You can report.
So is that a list of possible categories, or is that what people
that
have said?
That was actually what people
that's
have reported.
People have
yeah.
reported all
if
those
you're
things.
If you're going to report it in, look, you can name it.
Oh, cool.
And the description, the location. You can take a picture to go with it,
which
is very helpful.
It's got to be super helpful, yeah.
So I highly encourage folks, because, and then also, not just that, but the other information, direct link to the library, parking, transit, the town website. It's kind of one-stop information.
Yeah.
And we all have this in our pocket at all
times.
So
go to the Google Play Store, Chapel Hill Connect, download it.
Yeah.
You get all that great information. See, I'm a Luddite when it comes to apps. I've got, I just downloaded Uber for the first time like last week because I was at the library downtown and then it started to rain. So the UNC library, and then it started to rain, and I'm like, I'm not, because I walked up to, because it's, you know, you can do that walk up the hill.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll walk back down the hill. It'll be great exercise. And then it started to sprinkle. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm downloading Uber right now. But I'm like that level of I have two apps on my phone, and that's basically it. So
like 2025, you'll get this app?
Probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
No, I'll download this today. That's a really, really cool app.
It
awesome.
Great. Yeah.
Cool.
So there you go. That's
all
the
right.
Downtown rundown.
Cool. Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership for now.
For now.
Director
for
Meg
McGurk. For a few more weeks.
Soon to be community safety planner, continuing to do awesome things for Chapel Hill.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to having you in that new position as
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.